Hey everyone, this is Arnold with From Welcome. Happy Monday. Today is December 14th. Also happens to be the day that indoor dining is no more in New York City. Yesterday, we did a quick roundup of responses from restaurant owners about the current situation, the decision, and what they plan to do in the foreseeable future, and if there's any ways we could help as a community. But this episode, it's not going to focus necessarily on the indoor dining, but I'm sitting down with Ben. You may know him as Stuff Ben Eats on Instagram. And he and I have become really fast friends. He was actually, I invited him as a guest on the podcast a few months back in August. And again, just being fast friends. And we talk almost every day, every other day about just an array of topics. And some of these topics and conversations I share with him, I think to myself sometimes, man, I wish it was recorded or it was done over the podcast. So I decided to extend an invitation to Ben to join me as a co-host on the podcast and do these segments called Off Menu, where, again, it would just be him and I talking. Usually, most of the time, we're talking about the industry and what's been going on. And now that I'm not in New York anymore, and Ben is, I figured it might be really helpful to have somebody out in New York and keeping on top of situations over there and maybe even continuing the interviews of New York restaurateurs and chefs. So Ben is officially a part of the team, happy to say. And again, this is just a segment where he and I could touch on topics that are interesting to us and hopefully to you. And we want this to be super approachable, relatable, and we want you to be a part of it too. So without further ado, this is the off-menu segment that we recorded just a few days back before we knew that indoor dining was closing today. So hope you enjoy our conversation and wishing everyone a good week. And I'll circle back with you guys at the end. I have for the last 9 months, okay, in 3 days, it's going to be December 13th. And that is going to be the 9 month mark to the day that I last worked in a restaurant. 9 months. That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. I went through a whole existential crisis. Definitely had my ups and downs. Definitely was sad, depressed. And I felt like a lot of my identity was tied into the restaurant industry. And when you're forced to not be able to do what you love and you associate yourself doing, you lose sight of things a little bit, like your purpose. And I didn't want to share that, but I waited for the right time to voice these thoughts because I wanted to do that while you were present too. Happy to say I'm not at that place anymore. But I guess if you're listening, I just wanted to share that. Like, it's okay, whatever you're feeling. I know it's a hard time. I hope we can continue to push on. So that's just where I am emotionally.
Just to touch on what you just said before, you know, real quick, I think for anybody that is going through a difficult time now, or even back then, that it's important to lean on your friends and family and to remember that you're never alone, you know. It can feel that way, especially with everyone going through their own situations. But, you know, I've told you in the past that it's okay to call me or to, you know, call anybody that you're close with to just remember, again, you're never alone and to always really lean on your friends, especially during times like this.
I've been having a lot of closed conversations and private conversations off the air just because, you know, I want to get a feel of where everyone stands on things. And there have been a few conversations that are really interesting to me. And one of them being the role of an influencer. Mm-hmm. And I think you will add so much value to this conversation, which is, in my personal opinion, I actually think that influencers, as important as they have been, are going to be even more important than ever, especially when things get turned around and we come out the other side of this. But during that process, I hope and wish that we can even strengthen that relationship, because remember I told you I had apprehensions about you know, you and your line of work. And it's not personal on you. It's just,
you had to vet me.
I personally had a traumatic experience with an influencer who will not be named, as a manager at a Prius restaurant. And, from that one incident, and this is totally unfair on everyone else, but based on that one incident, I've come to kind of, and I think it's unfair to always just, this is true for anything in life, but it was very unfair for me at the time to be like, oh, that influencers are the worst. That was terrible. Based off one person.
That was your first impression.
That was my first impression.
So yeah. And those are the lasting ones, right?
Yeah.
So jerk, whoever that was, it's not what we are all about, you know? It's such a weird thing to be called an influencer, but, I am very appreciative of being in that space, I guess. And the question of the topic of what is an influencer, right? To me, it's really sharing the food of restaurants that I visit. It's not so much reviewing, because, you know, I have my own personal tastes. And I mentioned this in the last podcast, but it's really personal preference. And my job is to really share what this place is all about. Tell a little bit of a story for you to decide whether or not you want to go. So I'm extremely appreciative of it. I'm happy to be in this space. And I think that you're right. Influencers are going to be very important, because they are the ones kind of spreading the word on what's happening right now and currently in the industry, whether it's takeout or dine in, whatever, right? Dine out. They're the ones posting, you know. PR companies are doing their thing with PR, but influencers are the ones that are showing, hey, this is what they're currently serving at the restaurants. So,
I mean, especially with this, during this time too, how has that changed for you, your role, you know? Has it changed?
Obviously, the early parts of COVID, right? March through June is pretty quiet. Started picking up probably in August, September, especially when outdoor dining picked up
again.
Yeah, a lot of invites. Even now, it's picking up a lot.
So you're getting invited again.
A lot of invites to you know, crazy restaurant openings still, or restaurants that are, you know, trying to promote themselves again. So yeah, there's a ton of invites coming in right now. So it's pretty busy. And especially with the winter season coming up in New York, I think restaurants really need more help. So yeah, I think it's important, you know. Influencers will be important now and much more so during the winter.
Yeah. I think we just have to embrace them and don't be a jerk like me and come to a conclusion on.
I think you shouldn't categorize them all as one person or one type. Everybody's different, you know what I'm saying? But I really do think that they all should be doing what they can to support restaurants that, you know, have given to them in the past, and or the restaurants that they love. That I always say that, you know, really support the restaurants that you love, because if you don't want to see them disappear, you know, do something about it. So yeah.
I've been hearing from some people, some owners. Restaurant owners. Okay. They're like, this is not on you, Ben.
No, I hear you. It's not directed at me. This is a general statement. Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna put myself my soul is gonna leave my body and enter anonymous restaurant owner.
Sure.
These influencers. What have they done for me in the past? They haven't done anything for me. You know, I gave them free meals. I comped them. I took care of them. You know, I don't see them posting about me, is what someone said to me. In response to that, what would you say to that kind of statement or sentiment?
I would say that, you know, I can't speak for anyone.
For
myself, when we were invited back then, you know, we had a job, quote unquote, to promote for them, which we did. Okay. So every restaurant that I've been invited to that I can remember, I've always posted for them, you know? And again, at the time, that was my job. I came in, they treated me very nicely, and I returned the favor by doing the best job I could, by taking the best photos and you know, listing out the dishes and doing a slideshow for them, right? And giving a kind of recap of my visit there. But does that mean that I need to continuously shout them out? Like, you know, now? I don't know. It's hard. There's so many restaurants. I've literally been to hundreds of restaurants, right, in the past year. Yeah. And I would love to, but it's really hard for me to, okay? So it's like, it's tough. And there's, hopefully I can eventually get to all of them, but, you know, there's also restaurants that I have a very close attachment to, you know, places that I frequent, also really close friends in the industry. So, you know, those guys are people that I'm going to support first, right? And then whatever other restaurants I visit in the current state, I will promote them as well. But it's hard for me to just go back and just literally go through every single restaurant that I've been to and just like do a mention, you know? We were talking about this earlier, right? Like, what can we do as influencers? And one suggestion I had was maybe we can put out guides, right? Like a neighborhood guide. So that is something I plan on doing, you know, maybe something for like Soho, East Village, West Village.
Like neighborhood.
Yeah, neighborhood guides where it's like my favorite places. And that would include the restaurants that I visited and that I liked, right? So that's one way to help. And two, again, is to really just shout out the restaurants that you love and frequent, right? If you can't do all of them, do some of them. Do the ones that you really, really want to see stick around. That's my answer to that. It's like, you know, I understand that they've treated us very kindly in the past, but it's not like we didn't also return the favor to them.
And I think it's important to realize that, see, for me, I don't even put that into my perspective because I don't do the work you do, which is, you, at the height of this, meaning pre-COVID, you were dining out like pretty much every day somewhere new. Fair to say, right? I mean, roughly, how many new places were you trying in a year, for example?
I was dining out like minimum of one time a day, sometimes mostly two.
Sometimes you're hitting like 2-3 spots in a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what, like 600, 700, 800 places a year?
A lot, yeah.
That's a lot.
Not all different, but yeah, I mean, I would eat out a lot.
Yeah. So I guess I don't even think about that. And I guess as an owner, they don't think about that too, because they think it's just their restaurant and that single interaction that they have.
I get it. You know, like again, it's, you know, I read that article about one owner saying like, where are the influencers now? Right. And I understand his frustrations, but I was doing something for the people that I was supporting and frequenting and my friends. And I would hope that the people who supported his restaurant and felt the same about his restaurant would do the same, you know? It's a very tricky, you know, situation. But like, again, just as I say in my own post, support the restaurants you love.
There's nothing much we can do.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I can post about it and do stories, but like at the same time, spread the word, tell your friends, like word of mouth is still important. And also like just go into the restaurant and physically buying takeout from them. Right. You know, it's nice to share on social media, but it's also like nice to just go and do it, you know, instead of being like whatever.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
I don't want these segments to be like, oh, you know, mellow and sad. But the reality is that it is a sad period of time for a lot of people because it is a livelihood and a career for many millions, actually. But at the same time, I think there's some really great examples and also some positive things that are coming out of this, which is the abundance of creativity that people are tackling this situation. And also a lot of young, talented people in the hospitality industry that are like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not getting hired back anytime soon, so I'm just gonna start an Instagram page and Venmo me and come pick up my food. I love that kind of ingenuity and just like, you know, that doggedness of just doing it. And you know, you gotta get by somehow, right?
Everyone has to figure out their own ways right now. You know, you can't rely on your employer, you can't rely on the government. It's like it's sink or swim, really.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, it's been cool to see a lot of creativity come out. People just doing things, maybe even outside of what they normally do to make money. And not even just that. It's also cool to see people offer their time and services to help others. I've seen some really cool things from people. And this is the time when we really should be helping out each other in any way possible. Everyone's struggling. And it's just like, let's just do what we can to keep each other afloat and survive this. And we'll all make it together. And you know what, man? Like, I know, like, the topic of this or what you wanted to talk about was how can we bridge the gap between influencers and restaurant owners? And I'm happy to kind of have that conversation too with restaurant owners and whoever, to be honest, to see what else we can do, right? I don't know. Aside from the guides and shout outs with stories and posts, what else can we do? I mean, for me, I would love to offer some services. It's just my time is very limited, but like if whatever, what like I'm happy to entertain any conversations or any suggestions.
Yeah.
On what we can do, and I'm happy to like spread it to the community.
Yeah.
So,
you know, at the end of the day, it's hard for me to say like we need to pin this on anybody because we can't. Like, you know why? Is because I think that the government on a city, federal, local, national level, like they should have came in with more of a comprehensive plan, and they should have been the ones like stepping in and helping owners navigate, right? But everyone was fending for themselves. People were finding about changes on the fly, and some of this we've documented through our Friends and Family project. I mean, it's a wild time, but I think I guess to end this episode is really just a lot of us are making assumptions. Right, those assumptions about influencers or owners and points of views, and people are confiding in me, and I'm sure you're having these conversations. I just want it to be let known that these conversations can happen in public, and we should be encouraged to just ask people like, "What do you need? How can I help you?" And that's always like the first step, right, to bridging a gap or any other misunderstanding. Sure. So,
yeah, I think for not just restaurant owners, but I mean, especially restaurant owners, but anyone, even freelancers or influencers, because influencers are also struggling, you know, with some of them who rely on paid sponsorships or whatever, or travel. There's nothing right now. I mean, there's limited stuff, right? But just in general, I mean, whoever, I think it's okay to put a call for help out there. And again, if somebody can help someone else,
yeah,
you know,
it's not time to save face, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm out here selling face masks, so yeah, I can.
Hey, man, dude,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly, you're hustling.
Everyone's gotta eat.
Everyone's gotta eat.
I mean, obviously, this was a pretty raw, rough cut. This is the first time we're doing this segment, and I think it'll evolve over time, and we'll both get more comfortable with it. Again, this is my first time having a co-host. I've been doing this alone. It's been a very lonely job for the past year. Again, really happy about the addition of Ben, but we're gonna have to figure it out along the way. But to wrap up, if you're listening in and if you made it this far, we just wanted to ensure and share with you that we do want to keep the lines of communication open. And I think one of the things I haven't done with the podcast is it was more like, all right, here's someone's story. Here it is.
Yes.
See you later. Next week. Hey, everybody, it's Arnold with One Welcome. And I want to change that with this segment. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you our Instagrams if you don't follow already. So you can either reach us at With One Welcome or at Stuff Ben Eats. And there's going to be an email address that I want to share with you that maybe me and Ben can both take a look at as well if you want to further this conversation. And it could be anybody. You could be a restaurant owner. You could be a listener. You could be just a fan. If you have any suggestions or you just want to, you know, talk about things, we want to have this dedicated line for you. So if you email us at hello@withwarmwelcome.com, then we'll get right back to you as well with our thoughts.